One second, please. I was just so high on dope that I was chewing this candy, chocolate candy, and then I ate a wrap left over from Chipotle, but I was so high I forgot that I ate the chocolate candy before. So I was tripping out wondering why this wrap was like so sweet, and I was thinking, did they jizz in it? What did they do with this restaurant to make the wrap so sweet? And bug the fuck out. But it also had hard pieces, and I was so high I didn't realize I was chewing half of the aluminum wrapper in the thing the entire time into little grainy things. That imagining it being hardened pieces of the cum-stained tortilla as I'm frantically looking up on Reddit about if anyone has had a similar experience. Not even realizing that I'm just eating a tinfoil so high I forgot I put an entire chocolate with the tinfoil.
Yo, bro, our conversations the past few days have made me so happy to be clean.
I'm happy I could be a force of weakness for you, bruh.
This is not a weakness, I think.
Dude, he says bruh, just like
you. He got it from me, he wants to be me.
I'm trying to be like Ryan.
You're doing a great job so far.
I appreciate that, boys. So one question, just main question of the night.
I have a question for you. Have you ever mainlined whiskey? No, you never mainlined whiskey.
What is that?
Remember how I shot up vodka with alcohol with a deal a few times?
Up my ass or just vein?
No, I'm saying, you remember how I...
Oh, yeah, how you did, yeah. Yeah, you would do water and shit, too. You would do anything.
Yes. How you get hydrated, bro? Again. So, wait. What was the question that you had?
Yeah. Madison said some random bullshit. She didn't seem like she gave a fuck about me at all. But you said this, and you said it the past time I sent you text from her. You said, tell her I say what's good, bro. And I'm thinking, what about her rejecting me in those texts makes, like, you want to fuck her so bad, or...
Not that I'm even trying to fuck her, I'm just being facetious.
Okay.
I don't care, no. She reminds me so much, so, this is why I made the joke. He fucked my ex. Oh, shit.
Maybe.
He fucked my ex.
If you were blackout, does it count?
I was like, yo, bro, you do understand that that's just, like, the girlfriend with big tits, Almond.
Oh, yeah.
So, Maddie, his ex, is essentially Altman, but with brown hair and small tits.
Just terrible people.
But, like, they have the same personality, so he couldn't get with Maddie for, like, months. And I was like, dude, this is all you have to say to her. And in less than, like, a month, they were dating. Like, I told them what to say.
Just one month's time. Everything Ryan told me to do.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody. It was even funnier that when they broke up, he told her, he was like, yeah, I know, in the beginning, in all honesty, it was just Ryan. You fell in love with Ryan, Maddie. Sorry.
You're all such terrible.
I like to see the joke now, since they're broken up, whenever he's, like, really depressed and high and, like, texts her, and, like, then she texts back the next day, like, what's wrong with you?
Pretty much. Like,
bro, tell her I said what up. So I'm clearly a heart. Yeah, bro, you're shaking your head like I'm a horrible person when the girl you're talking to is literally making money sending pictures to old guys with their wives.
You're a boy?
That's horrible people.
Amazing.
You know the saying, like, don't let people rent space in your head?
Yeah.
Maybe you rent some space instead.
Yeah, bro, don't let me rent space in your head. Well, he's literally trying to be
me. I'm trying to be like Ryan.
He's renting space, man. $0 a month.
I don't know about... I don't know. To what extent? It definitely sounds plausible. I could fuck with the space. Because I have a head. But I need head.
Gerard would be excellent to have on the podcast. He's,
Okay.
Yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah,
obviously
you could come on the podcast.
Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
That'd be a fun draw. Yeah, I'm just pretty fucked up right now, but I definitely agree.
He has a great story with some felonies. Yo, bro, stop with the gay laugh. What was that? Yeah, you and Gerard said what was that.
Like a fake artificial. Yeah.
Sounds like you're being fucked in the ass.
Right. Like, it's like trying to be like the Joker, but it just comes out so horribly.
It's just so sad.
Sad. I'm wrong. Sorry, Gerard. I'm good with that then. I was just gonna continue to upset my mom for the next like hour. And then she was gonna like cry herself to sleep calling me. She said she needed like 5 calls minimum before I went to bed.
Ruined your mother's birth. It's your birthday. Yeah. And you
no, I know. I read Sable's.
No, bro. I think me and like his mom and his brother and my first time telling him happy birthday to him. Was there anybody else?
No. Did you just say fuck off when he said to tell him happy birthday?
No, I was talking about something else.
Yeah, but no, it's just
you guys are all such sarcastic asses.
We are. Who else besides me? Sarcastic. Me, your mother, and your brother, who else told you happy birthday?
Maddie, does it count if I had to contact the people first and then, like, I brought it up?
No. Well, the thing is, though, is that if you have a Facebook, you always have a
Facebook. No, those aren't real. I had a few aunts, I think one cousin.
You're just, like, good looking
The Hasidic Jewish girl from my job.
Oh, the Hasidic Jew contacted
me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, they literally are still going
Ian.
To the office every day.
Ian.
Bro, they literally still going to the office every day and just telling you that they're quarantined. You've been working from home for the past 2 weeks, but I made a joke that everyone's
what do you do?
He's an accountant.
What's up, Tony?
Yeah. I didn't know, but I sat next to this girl for 2 years, and then she came on our podcast, but then she ended up getting closer with Ryan from the podcast episode, never meeting him in any way, shape, or form. Oh my god, yo, the prostitute just hit me up. I'm gonna 3-way her in. She finally just said, hey. Waiting to hear from her all day. Would have been too late anyway. I needed that for the podcast. Maria from Bed Pages. What?
You contacted a prostitute for your birthday?
Isn't that what any sane person would end up doing?
I guess so.
Would you do it, Joel? Oh. That doesn't fly in real world shit. Word. It's pretty understandable. yeah.
The Dark Knight now.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Enjoy that cracked up dude who's a really good actor. The role killed him. And hope you guys live long and prosper.
May our children have successful dads and beautiful moms.
I'm gay, so that doesn't apply, but see you, Gerard. It was really good meeting you. And
yeah.
I'll do some more gay laughs with you, Ryan. Okay. Bye.
So that's Ryan's
yikes
new best friend now. And Ryan's supposed to have me just go into this guy's life. This guy that you meet on rehab. And I'm going to be his best friend too. It doesn't sound that bad, actually. But I think he might be a little bit of a tough guy. So, more posted on that matter. All is well for now.
Hi.
Yo.
I'm so upset. I got this phone battery. The phone wasn't working. It kept saying, like, you have to be closer to the base. And sometimes it happens when it needs a battery, and I had to get a battery from Radio Shack online. They don't sell them. Finally get it. The FedEx doesn't deliver it. I have to come back. All the stuff, it's charging all night, and it still doesn't work. So, I don't know. Maybe the phone is just broken. It's just so annoying.
You sound delusional.
So, you know what was very annoying? That you didn't call me back yesterday. It was so annoying. I don't know what that was.
You didn't have anything good to say.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't
when
know.
I can speak, you should give me respect to speak to me. After all I do for you, you should ask.
What do you do for me?
Everything.
Now I'm thinking if I should quit my job. They don't seem to care about me at all.
All right, tell me exactly what they want you to do and how it happens.
They're just looking at me like a number in a cog. Like, they don't give a shit actually about my well-being. It's just to get the papers. It's like, sure, he could be sacrificed to
but
get
what
the...
papers are they? Like, and why do you have to go up there?
Because they're there.
Well, why can't they? So what, you're not explaining it. What exactly?
You're retarded. Papers. Need paper.
For what?
We have like 20 different projects that have to be completed, and part of the documents are included there because it's documents that the clients had signed off on over the past 3 months, and all the sign-offs are there.
And what are you going to do with those papers?
Scan them.
And then?
Have them. Because we have to give it back to the client for a present for our product.
Okay, why don't they have someone else scan them?
Because there's no one else there.
Well, then that's ridiculous. Isn't there a reason why there's no one else there?
Yeah.
So, I think you should, and when you go there, no one's going to be there but you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are they doing
it? I kind of want to, like, quit, because, like, they don't seem to, like, care if I get sick or not that much, or else they wouldn't be asking me to go in the office for it. So they would easily be able to delay that or say
no,
we could do something else or say, well,
you don't, you don't have to quit. They can't fire you for this if you said.
Okay, I'll just say I'm not going yet until it calms down.
You could say, this
but
is what you said.
No, I'm just feeling like I want, because like also.
No, listen, what's the mature thing to say, all right? Just listen to me. You say, I'm very concerned, and I did speak with my doctor, and he really strongly advised me that I shouldn't go. I have a history of bronchitis, and he said that, you know, this could be very bad if I get this. So he told me, and you do.
Okay.
You know, say you've had bronchitis a couple of times, and my doctor advised me that as long as it's quarantined, the company, I really shouldn't be there. Because, you know, I mean, if no one is there, someone must have had it and they closed it down. Because most companies that are remaining open are closing. It's like the same thing with me. Like, I'm an essential employee and I have a few people here. I can tell you, if one person had it who's in my office, I'd have to close it down. That's the rule.
know, attack them. You say it in a very nice way. Say, you know, I feel okay now, but I called my doctor, and because I have a history of bronchitis, he really suggested that I sit out the quarantine and work from home as much as I can because of my history. If I got it, it could be very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And if they say something, they can't fire you.
Right. No, I was thinking the treatment of employees, because it's not only that. It's like these constant deadlines, always in a state of fear and panic, that if we don't get something by end of day, or if we don't have something by Monday morning at 9 o'clock, that we're going to be yelled at or, like, tortured. And that was why that girl Melissa quit last year, because she was doing everything right, and then she still got yelled at because she was given more work than one person could possibly do working, like, 12-hour days. And then she got yelled at not being able to complete it. So I was going to use the coronavirus as like an out and say, like, you don't even care about if I live or die. Why should I be here?
Well, I wouldn't say that at all. That's stupid.
Can you just be honest? Are you people trying to kill me?
No, I wouldn't even joke around like that.
It's not a joke.
I would say just what I said, and they can't say a thing to you about that. Yeah.
No, it's just annoying. That, this, and the other, everything,
well,
the added stress.
Just naturally, by moving back to Long Island, you may wind up leaving there anyway.
Okay.
But you shouldn't say it now. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't say it now. Because what are you going to do? You're quarantined in the city. Get paid while you're working at home.
You're so Jew. All you care about is the almighty dollar. Chill, bruh.
No. You're at home quarantined anyway. So, like, you have to stay there for a while until it calms down there. Both of you do. Morrison, too.
All right. I'm going to have to pump the brakes. Not go so ham. Huh. Now I have to ask someone else, I guess, for my W-2 because now they won't have it. All right.
No, you don't get them anyway. You ask human resources.
No, I know. I know.
You send them an email. Say, I'm doing my
I know, yeah. Relax.
Yeah. I do need
no, because I have it in the office.
Then I was going to say, what? Oh, that's really too bad, Alex. All right, I guess we'll have to ask somebody else. That's what they're going to say. They're not going to do that. Believe me. They're not going to get mad. You document what they say.
Of course.
What are you doing? Talking when I'm talking?
Okay.
That's annoying.
I have to go.
I'm wasting my breath on you?
I have to go.
Well, I don't think you should go. Do you think you should go?
I'm not going. I'm not leaving.
You know what? It's not worth the risk. Even if, God forbid, nothing happens, it's not worth it. It's very bad in Manhattan. Very bad. To take an Uber, forget it. Even Aunt Gail says, thousands of people use those cars. Germs all over the car. They're touching everything, the handles. Just stay home. Go have very little contact with people for a while.
I'm not going.
At least.
I'm not going.
What?
I'm not going.
All right. Bye. Good luck. But don't say what you were going to say.
I'm not going.
That's retarded, what you were going to say. You don't say that.
I'm not going.
There are other options of saying things that would work better.
I'm not going.
All right. Love you.
If you hear it, pick up. Love you very much. Thinking of you both on my birthday. Hugs and kisses to you and Sasha.
Alex?
No.
What's the matter? Hello?
Hello, my love. Good, how are you?
Where were you when I called you?
Sleeping.
Where?
Sleeping.
Where were you?
Sleeping.
At the bank?
sleeping.
Oh, you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you went out for your food. A healthy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And did you have a nice time with Harrison?
Yeah, it was so nice. They made me a cake.
Oh, my goodness.
Ice cream. They sent me candles and ice cream and happy birthday.
And what did they have for dinner? Did they have dinner?
They spent 3 hours making fresh pasta linguine bolognese, all just for me. And then she yelled at him because he wasn't making it.
Talk into the phone, sweetheart.
She yelled at him because he wasn't making it quick enough. And she said, "You're
taking." She yelled at you for what?
At him.
She gave you a gift?
No, she yelled at him.
She yelled at him?
Yeah.
For not getting a gift?
No, for not making it quick enough.
For not making you a what?
For not making the food quick enough.
Oh.
For getting...
Did you have dinner there?
He got the time wrong.
She got the what?
He got the time wrong.
You got the time wrong?
He did.
Oh.
So she yelled at him.
Oh. All right. He was embarrassed?
Maybe.
Oh.
Love you.
What did you eat there?
I told you.
The cake only?
No. Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, my goodness. He makes that good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, that's nice. What time did you come home?
Uh, 8 o'clock. They only wanted me there for an hour. No more than an hour.
Oh, in the afternoon?
No, at night.
And you were at 3 o'clock you came home?
No, you're not hearing anything I'm saying.
Oh, anyway, you had a good time, and that was nice.
Yeah.
We'll have one together.
Thanks.
If this ever, ever ends, honey. I am so disappointed, discouraged. I mean, I'm home anyway.
Why? You would have been home anyway.
Of listening, it's terrible what's going on. They are going to open up a big thing with that big building in the city. What do you think they call it again? You know, where they have the car shows?
Yeah, the Javits.
Javits Center.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, a lot.
It must be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's big and tremendous.
Why?
And, of course, the things are still the same. The stores are crazy and nobody's got toilet paper. I hope you have a good supply. Toilet paper and paper towels.
I always buy a lot.
Yeah, but
I never like leaving my place.
Anyway, we'll be very careful, honey. And you're working again tomorrow at the house?
Every day.
Yeah, you're getting used to that.
I like it.
I know. What is there not to like? I would have loved that too. Instead of going on a train.
You're the best.
Oh, honey. I'm a very happy birthday.
And love
we'll
you.
Celebrate it when things love you so slow much. Down a little.
Love you.
Very bad. Very bad.
Whatever.
The governor is doing a very good job.
Yeah, he is. So
he
is Trump.
Really is. He's
Trump
so
is
dedicated.
Too. So is Trump.
He really is.
Trump.
I try not to watch it because I really get sick to my stomach. I get so upset.
Why?
Because
you miss Poppy?
It's scary.
Because you miss Poppy?
What, honey?
Is it because you miss Poppy?
No.
You sure?
Poppy, I can't imagine what he would say about this.
There's nothing
situation.
To say. It's just...
It's terrible.
It's bad.
And I'm best not watching it too much because I really get sick to my stomach.
Why?
I mean, I have to say... stay home anyway this winter.
But yeah, you'd be home anyway.
When you hear these things about the Jetson, oh my God, it's terrible. Suzanne canceled her trip that she had for the spring. She got most of her money back.
Really?
Yeah. It was supposed to be on a ship, and that ship would, every morning,
that ship has sailed.
And see if they're, oh my God, forget it. I'm glad she was able to get some money back. She's out of a little bit, but not much. Anyway, everybody's calling me, and I have enough food in the house, and this, and that.
You're better than anyone. You already were doing this.
You
were the one who always had it under control. It's everyone else who didn't.
Well, anyway, honey, I'm not proud of that. I just wish it would end. And we're going to have this, I think, a long time. The laundry.
Yeah.
Restaurants, beauty parlors, my beauty parlor, the barber shop.
You're still beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Anyway, I wish you the best of health and the best of care of yourself. Be well, honey.
Okay, bro.
And, don't get in crowds. Be thankful you have a job to work at while you're home. At least you're making money. And that's good.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Now, you're making money.
Yeah.
You can't overdo it with your luncheon, though, huh? Like, you always add something. Be careful with that.
Why?
And you're in touch with your boss, right?
What do you mean?
Alex?
What do you mean?
You talk to him each day before the day starts?
Why? You think I could be fired?
I just wanted to know.
You think I could be fired and not know?
No. I wouldn't fire you. Unless they had reason.
There's always a reason.
What, honey?
Nothing.
Okay. What about your food tonight?
Chipotle.
It's raining a lot.
They give you a free bag of chips on your birthday.
A free package of what?
A free bag of chips on your birthday at Chipotle.
Oh, yeah?
They give it. They give
okay,
it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is.
All right, dear.
Love you.
Thanks for calling me back. And always. Again, I wish you well, honey. And thank God. Be well and just take care of yourself.
Love you much.
And your throat is okay? Don't get a cold or anything if you can help it. Be well.
I'm actually having a little under the weather since being with them yesterday. And they were the ones who were scared of me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm feeling a little under the weather from being there.
How do you know?
Because since I didn't see anyone all week, but since I've been... Oh, because Harrison said he wasn't going to have me come over yesterday unless I promised I was feeling healthy. I said, yeah, what do you think this is? Of course I am. Like, I'm not going to just come if I'm sick. Like, I know better. And then she said when I got there that she really needed to make sure because she works with sick people. I'm like, I know that.
Bring now, anything?
No.
You didn't even bring flowers?
No. But no, there's no stores that are open.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Next time you bring it. Well, whenever you go, you can bring it next time. Say you couldn't bring it that time. The stores. Everything. It must be a little dead in the city. You don't have the traffic and the people that much.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good. Anyway, my dear, you got your food yet?
No. Stop asking me.
You're going to call up?
Yeah.
Okay. And a happy birthday. A healthy
love
one.
You.
And then Alec Harrison has one in May.
Yeah.
March, April, May.
I got his gifts.
May 1st, I know.
I got his gifts. I got it, I said.
What?
I got his gifts.
I can't hear you. Oh, and I can't hear you.
I got his gifts.
It's not only you.
I got, I know. It's you.
Now I hear you.
It's you.
You're talking to the phone.
It's you. It's not me.
Oh, I know.
I said I got his gifts on Amazon already.
All right, sweetheart.
I got his gifts on Amazon.
You got my gift on Amazon?
His.
Oh, you?
Him.
Oh, what'd you get?
Him.
His?
Yeah.
You mean Harrison?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get
them? I got him some action figures in the
that
comic
thing
book.
For his head?
So, something like that.
Does he really use it?
Yes.
I can't believe Alex Harrison would use that.
See for yourself, Beth.
I gotta see him one day and tell him to put it on. Let me see. All right, have a good evening.
Love you.
Some rest. And miss. Make sure you don't go out in the rain or anything.
And so what if I do?
You're not talking into it, though.
I'm not.
You're not. Okay. You don't want me to hear you.
Wait, what?
You're not talking into the phone.
Yes, I am, bruh.
Oh, now I do. Sure. It's fine. If you go walk to Never Never Land. You're funny.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Happy, happy.
Love you.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy, Pappy.
Okay, my
okay.
Dear.
Miss you. Love you muches.
See if you can figure out how to work something in New York with this. If you can think of something they could do. Oh, my
I
God.
Know. Maddie texted me today.
Maddie is
Yeah.
What's she called? Oh, my God. What does she want?
She gave me good wishes. I said, do you have a boyfriend? She said no, but it seems like she has a lot more than one boyfriend, so the conversation ended so quickly.
Good.
All right.
Well, good luck to her. She's not a bad girl. She just likes to be a party girl and show off. She wants to be an actress.
She does. She 100%
she's
does.
She's in another Neverland. When did she graduate?
Who even knows? It's supposed to be... Supposed to be this month, but who cares?
Yeah, forget it, honey.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you, dear.
Miss
and
you.
Take care of yourself.
Always.
I really mean it.
I know.
Be careful and watch yourself, okay, honey?
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses. Mm. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alex. Happy birthday to you. Okay, but I'm not going to be kissing you. Adios. Take care.
Love you.
And get your food before they cancel that.
Knowing me, it's going to happen tonight. They say...
Tell them it's your birthday.
I did. I get a free
bag. And they'll give you some extra stuff.
They give you a free bag of chips.
Well, that's not bad.
Something. $2.
I'm eating so much junk myself.
I know.
Of potato chips.
I know you are.
All right, dear.
Love you lots.
Love you and be well, honey.
Okay.
Thank you for
Mrs.
calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
bye. She's amazing, ain't she? Wow.
That was sweet.
Nothing good. Nothing smart.
No. Nothing at all.
Yeah, bro, I ate shrooms and felt it immediately. Bro, that's the most retarded thing to ever come out of your fucking mouth.
No, I didn't feel it. I felt like a tingle. Like something
that's
wasn't right.
That's not how it works. At all.
Even if you fucking touch it with your finger, you can rub
that's
in a little from your pores.
No, first off, that's acid.
What?
No,
bro.
No,
that's
not how it works.
I don't think you know how biological substances work, but after you read up on that book,
you're officially an idiot.
You might be able to get some studies done for your next PhD.
Yeah, bro. I'm very sure I need to research how to fucking take psychedelics. I'm a fucking shaman. Me and fucking Mike studied this for like over a year.
And you have so many references to prove it.
So many references.
It's cool that you're a shaman.
Psilocybin? Bro, do you understand that when you take magic mushrooms, you're having food poisoning, you dumbass? It's the latest food of food poisoning.
Why do you think I don't know that? That's a little disrespectful and saddening.
You can't get high from fucking touching it, you dumbass. Oh my god.
Oh.
Food poisoning and then saying, yeah, you can get a tingling.
Wait. Can you inject the psilocybin?
No, you idiot. It has to go through your fucking stomach because you have to get stomach sick from it.
You've never heard of someone injecting it?
It wouldn't work very well. I wouldn't suggest doing it.
Let me just check it out. Give me a sec, bro.
Psilocybin to its, like, to just psilocybin, like, not mushrooms.
Professor was injected by mushrooms, and I'm pretty sure he has a few more professors than what you've professed in your life, which has been kind of much bullshit from here. I think you owe all of us an apology at this point for this demonry. I'll listen. I'll hear you
out. If you break it down to its chemical compound of pure psilocybin, I am 100% positive that you can shoot it into your fucking bloodstream and get high.
Okay.
However, if you fucking grind up magic mushrooms and try fucking to shoot it into your system, I very much doubt that working.
I think I have a system and my people in my family that might have like 1/10 of the amount of matter as regular people. But I think our bones and our skin are made of such soft and jelly-like material that it's almost like a sponge for the awful things in life.
Normal human being, okay?
That's debatable. That's debatable.
Work out with weights.
Yeah.
Putting more than 135 pounds on bench, right?
Okay. My
bones
work.
Are not any weaker or any stronger than mine.
The bones,
okay?
Yeah. The skin might be debatable, but that's a different story. You'd have to do a case study.
You're a normal human being.
I know, bro. I don't have David Kim bones. What do you want?
Bro, you're so delusional. This is insane.
No, for some reason, people in my family get way too fucked up from things and substances and any type of drug or reason.
Makes sense. Jewish people inbreed all the time. I would assume that your organs are not very good.
Do you think my entire family just had sex with each other, and then that's because no one else would?
Cousin, like, Jewish people don't really marry.
I actually jacked off to my second cousin today. That's such a weird coincidence.
Yeah, that's.
I never do.
That's something else, bro.
This might have been the first time, dude. I'm at that desperation. Bro, it was an episode of Seinfeld, too, where George went on a date with his full cousin. Corona's dated his cousin. Bro, I realized she lived...
That is so weird.
I realized she lived 20 blocks above me. And I was just, like, so horny that I just jerked my cock. Oh, my God! Corona's dated his cousin. My brothers tried to fuck this Jewish chick that I jerked off to. She picture like someone from my family, but I'm like they're not even related to me.
Disgusting.
But she's like the hottest version of like someone from my family. So.
Terrible. So.
Yeah.
Three out of ten.
What?
I guess 3 out of 10.
5. I'd say 5. Yeah. With makeup, she's topped out at 7.2. Is like if she like pushed her tits all the way up, and she had her hair. All right.
Can I go into the shower?
You could definitely jerk off. I was gonna tell you about how my therapist was doing socio testing, trying to see one if I'm a sociopath, two how I feel about these travesties that have been happening, three if I even know what's going on, which he didn't think I did, about like what the flu is and like how what it can do to you and symptoms, and then he basically ended it with you're a young man in your family. He made sure he said young more so than man. And he's like, you need to take care of your mother and grandmother. He said, very...
Not even close to happening.
No. Yeah. He really wouldn't like the podcast if he heard it this morning.
Who'd you do a podcast with? Oh my god.
I have to talk to Nani. I'll delete it right now. Sorry I ever did anything.
Bro,
talk to you later.
What's wrong with you?
What is
so
it?
So much.
Anything.
Just constantly.
Nothing.
Just constantly creating more issues.
The most problematic person.
You need to go to rehab, bro.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Alright, bro. I'll mail you some shrooms. Step two.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Who's this?
Yeah.
Molly.
Why?
Alex?
You know it! you heard me.
I know my handsome Alex.
I know.
How are you, Alex?
Pretty good.
Have you been out today?
What do you think? Do I want to die today or another day?
No, I think you stayed in.
I'm going to stay in for the foreseeable future. Maybe to run and get food a day at most. Once a day at most.
Have you spoken to Harrison?
He actually invited me for linguine bolognese. Him and his wife cooked. Tomorrow night, I'll be joining them briefly. A little scared, though.
But you'll come home too late in the dark.
That's true. I don't really hear about people getting beaten up because the streets are just...
Maybe you leave before it gets dark.
I think there's no game. He invited me for pasta with his girlfriend. I think he wants me over at like 7 o'clock. It's going to be dark by the time I walk over there, maybe.
Okay. But when you come home, go quickly, you know?
I'll try. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the coronavirus is a little more of a concern than getting mugged these days, to be honest. But yeah.
What about the coronavirus?
It's much more of a risk, given she works at the Langone Medical Center and she's treating corona patients every single day.
Is that where she is?
Yeah, she's there, and she helps hundreds of. Someone died on her yesterday, and they were 24, no priors. No symptoms.
I want to ask you, did she always work for the Langone? I was under the impression she works for the New York Hospital.
No, you got it wrong. Maybe at one point. She worked here starting a year ago. So you may have had the right thing before that. But for the past year or two, she's been here. Yeah. The past year and a half, she's been at Langone.
Oh, Langone? Isn't that further from her house?
I have no idea. Yeah, why are you asking me,
Brad? I'm not sure about that.
Don't worry about it.
I would think it's a little further than the New York hospital.
I don't even know. Anyway. I really don't even know.
How are you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
Isn't the news terrible?
The thing that we thought yesterday and ended up being much more today. It went...
Yeah. I'll tell you. The only one that seems to make sense
is about Trump. Everything
is the governor.
Well, yeah. He's been amazing, but Trump has been pretty good, too. Did you get depressed yesterday with what Trump said to the reporter?
Trump gets depressed?
No, I asked if you got depressed from what Trump said to the reporter.
Oh, that was terrible.
Why?
Wasn't that?
No, the reporter was trying to scare people. And
he insulted the reporter.
I know.
I think that was terrible.
It was kind of mean.
That reporter is such a good guy.
Yeah, I actually do like that guy. I've seen him too.
Did you see it?
No, I saw it.
Oh, that was
it. Yeah, I thought it was funny when Trump did it. It was like a mafia movie, the way he said it. He seemed like De Niro in the Scorsese movie, the way Trump told him that.
Like, just be careful. Be very careful. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. You're best off home.
Do you watch Sanjay Gupta?
What about Monday? Do you have you going to work work from the house?
Yeah.
Work from the house?
Yeah. For the foreseeable future.
You really like that, I bet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It gets monotonous, but it's good. Do you like Sanjay Gupta?
Do I like who?
Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, sure.
He's pretty good, right? He's back from the Oprah days. He was
talking about the doctor?
Yeah, he was on Oprah. Yeah. He got famous from Oprah and Dr. Phil. He's one of the few people I still like on CNN. I don't care for all of them, but I definitely like him. So, we're getting good news. I think it should die down in about 30 days. So I'll be working.
You think so?
It's going to be 30 bad days. We went.
Oh, 30 days, and
So I'm going to have to work from home.
I don't know, honey. I hope you're right.
Why? What do you think?
Take care of yourself, and just watch it. Be careful. Wash your hands. Even if you're not going out or you're coming in, go in the bathroom. Scrub your hands up to your wrist. Not just your fingers. Wash your hands. It's very important. Okay? Remember that. Not just the fingers. You go the wrist. I do that often. Even if I'm in the house, I don't go out. I wash my hands thoroughly. Okay?
Okay, dokey.
Okay, love.
Love you. Miss you.
I understand Suzanne called you too.
She texted me. Should I call her?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So be well. Stay in touch with your brother. And do what you have to do with the job. You know what to do. Do it well. And just be well and survive, okay?
It's pretty relaxing. I'll be honest. It's decently relaxing that I get to have the luxury of my own stuff without the manager peeping down my shoulder.
Well, honey, working is working, and working at home, of course, it can't be compared. But you feel more relaxed. However. But whatever it is, thank God, you got that nice job with the good money, and you save that, and you're going to someday be happy that you'll have that money. Don't lose it in stock or anything. Just
and I never
put it in
will.
The bank.
Yeah,
maybe
the
someday you can buy a cute little studio apartment or something in a nice area.
Okay.
We need to maybe come out to Queens, you'll see.
Okay.
But save your money and, you know, buy good food. Never cheat yourself for food. That's one.
Yeah, I have Meal Pal, bruh. It's all taken care of. I'm not doing drugs with the Meal Pal money.
You're not doing what, honey?
I'm not doing drugs. I'm getting Meal Pal. It's the service, right?
Oh,
where
honey,
I get.
Don't do that. That kills your brain.
I said I'm not, bro.
I know you're not. You haven't for a long time, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Please be well, my darling, handsome boy.
Okay. Love
and
you.
I love you, and be well and safe. You and your brother, take care and be concerned about each other. All right, darling?
Okay. Miss you, miss you bunches. Love
you,
love.
Your thing here is sitting here.
Oh,
it works.
No, it doesn't. It got unplugged and the it stopped monitoring the weather. The dashboard might be on, but okay. if you know how to read it. What?
It didn't fly away. It's still in the window.
Oh, that guy. Love you. I'll see you soon.
Be safe.
Absolutely.
And be well.
You know how I do.
Be in touch with your brother. He loves you.
Yeah, I'm going there tomorrow, bro. I'm going there tomorrow.
Yeah, but don't come out in the late night, though.
I told you I can't control it.
You can't what?
Well, I can't control what time.
I know. Well.
All right.
Just walk quickly home. Don't stay too late. You don't have to stay, you know, for the whole game.
There's no game. I said we're just going for pasta. Okay.
Oh.
All right. I'll talk
be
to you later.
Careful,
sure.
Just watch yourself. Be safe.
Why not? Okay.
All right, darling.
Eight skis. Peace.
Okay.
Doke.
Okay. Love you.
Love. Wow. Sorry for that, guys. Just wow. I really shouldn't be on Instagram, and I should be making this podcast a little better, but that's not what we do when we do hard drugs, people. I love you, Grandma. I'm sorry for lying to you. Now, let's call someone who we know 100 million factoid percentile will pick up. Yep. Whether it be because...
No, so where are you at?
I'm in my apartment, bro. Would your parents drive you to come through? Or are they not able to take you?
Today?
Yeah, you could come through tonight.
How long,
don't stress it if you can't, but you're invited. Because I have literally nothing to do today and tomorrow, dude. I was gonna go home and see my family, I swear. So since I'm not seeing them, you could come through since I'll be in my apartment. Only if you want.
But that's my dad, because I'm trying to smoke right now.
Yo, but the Lackner doesn't smoke, dude. Who is going to smoke you up?
I thought you had weed.
B, I can't smoke you up until you get here.
I know, that's why I'm trying to... Yeah, I could get Uber from the city, actually, through here, but it's going to be $80.
Oh, shit. Okay, I guess ask your dad if he could, cop that? Like, does your dad, pay for all, does he ask, like, the friend to pay? Is he, like, saying, like, is your dad saying I should pay for your Uber? Or is he gonna give you the money no problem, no matter what?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him today's my boy's birthday anyway.
Yeah, yo, exactly. You're fucking exactly. So yo, come through. Wait, yo, ask him for $300 and we'll get prostitutes. Dude, say it's my birthday and we're getting... Wait, he does, as long as he doesn't hear this. Say we're getting bottles, yo. We fucking balling. Say you need $300 for a suit, bro. Say you need to look good because we're going out, so you need clothes. And you want to be able to talk to people and meet girls. Bro, if we get bitches and we actually get hookers, then we could go out and talk to real bitches.
Honestly, bro, I'm trying to, like, you know...
Bro, this shit's gonna be a movie. Dude, just come through. This shit's gonna be a movie.
Hey, no, bro, I'm gonna... Bro, honestly, it's gonna... Bro, but everything is closed and shit.
Oh, shit, yo, that's so true. Yo, people can't be out because of Corona. Dude, no. Oh, yo, that's a terrible thing. What do you need the 300 for?
I mean, I could go to the city. I could stay in your crib. It's like...
Yeah, no, wave. You're definitely going to come. I just have to think of what you would need $300 for. Let me think. Bro, if she costs more, I'll pay for more than the 300. We'll just get your dad to drop the 300 for, so you get your dick sucked, and then we all be chilling. I'll pay for mine. I'll pay for the extra if she charges. Just 300 at first. What do you think that we would need if, because all the stores are closed, yeah, and all we could do is order food?
Nobody out in the city right now.
No, I know. There's literally no one out in the city. You're not supposed to technically go. They're thinking of blocking this shit fucking off, yo. That might be crazy.
Yeah, unless, bro, like, I'm trying to, like, chill.
Bro, I'm trying to chill and have fun. What do you want, dude? You're going to come through and we have a time. I don't even know what you mean.
I know. That's why I'm going to, like, yo, we could do anything else besides fucking a prostitute for $300, bro. We can watch a fucking...
Oh, no, bro, we are. I know. So, would you be down for the prostitute another time, then?
I mean, yeah, but...
Okay, all right, so you'll roll through now, no prosty, and then, we'll smoke a fat blunt and fucking watch Netflix. Fuck it.
I know, that's why I'm gonna tell my dad. Okay. Now, like, I'm going to my friend's house, so it's his birthday, so it is what it is.
Yeah, that's alright, cool. That's
you know
fucking
what?
Plan.
I'm gonna tell him right now, actually.
I'll stay on the phone if you want to do that.
Dad. Yeah. I'm going to my friend's house today. Wait, today's my friend's birthday, like...
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So, I can't just stay home all day, Dad.
What the fuck? Yo, it's my birthday.
It's Austin's birthday.
It's legit my birthday, yo. Am I on speakerphone, David? Wait, am I on speaker?
Alex.
Does he not know who I am? Does he not know, yo? What's going on, bro?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we... You know, Wave, tell him.
I was going to say, his friend picked me up from the... Remember?
He's coming back?
No, who works at, as your physician.
What does he need to know, Wave?
He works at accounting. Remember I told you about him?
His dad's trying to act like he doesn't know him.
I've been home for 4 days, doing nothing.
Why is he not letting you go out?
You have to stay home.
It doesn't matter.
Why is he not letting you go out, Wave?
I don't understand, yo. Like, I did almost desire. I did everything. I don't understand, like, what...
Does he want to talk to me, Wave?
Oh, my God, bro.
Yo.
I can't just be...
Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've been on the speaker the entire time in the room with you and your dad, haven't you? Haven't we?
Yeah, I'm just making a YouTube video. That's what I'm doing with it. Honestly.
Oh no, dude. We weren't going to do the video today, bro. We were just chilling, like villains.
I'm watching a Netflix movie with you. That's it. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
His dad's
Wave, can you tell me though if I'm on speakerphone just so I should know if I'm addressing you and your father? I'm on speaker, correct?
Yeah, but
hello, Mr. Kim. Good afternoon. Hope all is well and everyone is safe. Hmm?
Hey, Alex, it's not a good idea to go out.
I know. The entire city's on quarantine. I was surprised his Uber was allowing him to make the trip to come actually into the city. I thought that the Ubers weren't even letting them do that. But I'm technically on quarantine, Mr. Kim. I'm working from home every day of the weeks. So basically, I'm not seeing everyone, and this Monday is actually my birthday. So that's why I was going to hang out with some friends. And I think David would be the only one who came over tonight, but if you have a quarantine rule, then it's whatever needs to happen for you. Wow.
But David shouldn't be it.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe there's some medical problem, medical issue.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
He hangs out with Brian Lackner though, which Brian is also a friend of mine. So is David... What?
That was what happened before, but the situation is getting worse.
You're right. So I guess when it all clears down, maybe we can all arrange something cool. I guess after this whole crazy thing. Yeah, it's going to get better in a few months. By the summertime, I think it should die down.
Doing this to myself.
It's trash. Alright. Yo, dude, I'm pretty exhausted, so I gotta go. Wait. Am I still on speakerphone?
Yeah, my bad, Alex, bro.
On speakerphone like, the entire time.
I've been home for 4 days, bro.
Dude, I have to stay. I have to stay home for a month.
The fuck out, bro. People don't understand that shit. Like,
we'll do the plan in a few weeks. Just we'll chill. Dude, I gotta jack off. I'll talk to you later. Later.